Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, Iran's Islamic Revolution Guard Corps confirms that it has targeted a command center of an anti-Tehran terrorist organization in Iraq. The IRGC said in a statement that it fired 7 surface-to-surface missiles at a base in which leaders of the Kurdish terror group were having a meeting. It added that the attacks killed many of them and injured dozens of others. The IRGC had earlier warned the terrorists of revenge after their recent deadly attack on Iran's soil. The Iranian military force warned of more crushing responses if Iraq-based terrorist groups continue with their aggression. Well, crossing it right here in Tehran, joined by Sayed Mostafa Khoshchesh, journalist and political commentator. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, tell us about this missile attack and the importance of the IRGC carrying it out when they did.
Hello, Marzia, and good to be with you again. These terrorist attacks increased in the last 2 years, actually. They are done by a number of Kurdish militia groups that were operating in the first few years after the revolution, but they were clamped down and they stopped military operation. They were somehow dismantled, as a matter of fact. But ever since 3 or 4 years ago, when Iran could dismantle and it crushed on the Jaish al-Adl terrorist group, a Wahhabi Takfiri Salafi terrorist group that was operating in southeastern Iran, and it staged cross-border attacks from Pakistan, and its leader, Righi, was arrested and then executed. Apparently, the Saudis that have been financing and arming and training that terrorist group, as well as many others around the country, they have been present in Iraq's Kurdistan region, mainly in Erbil, and they have been arming and training these terrorist groups, and they have resumed their operations, especially the KDP, the Iran branch of the Kurdistan Democratic Party, and they have started cross-border attacks. They have been attacking Iran on numerous occasions in the last 2 years, especially, and there have been many casualties on the Iranian side among Iranian border guards as well as the IRGC. Iran had warned them, or warned the Iraqi Kurdistan region as well as the central government in Baghdad, that if they would not stop these cross-border attacks, it would take action. And it did that, actually, despite the fact that Iran is in good terms with Iraq and the Kurdistan region for many reasons, especially under the present circumstances that it is facing, the U.S. sanctions. It was forced to take action because it saw its security to be faced with the threat of compromise, and it didn't want its security to be compromised, so it took action. Turkey has been taking so many frequent airstrikes on the and similar Kurdish militia groups in northern Iraq for very fewer number of attacks, cross-border attacks by these Kurdish militia groups. Well, it shows that Iran is not willing to take action against targets beyond its border unless it sees its security under threat.
All right, well, thank you so much for being with us out of Tehran. Sayed Mostafa Khoshchesh, journalist and political commentator.